I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's Cricket Night.
Absolutely memorable scenes here at the Oval. They're forming a guard of honour there for Podmore as he walks off, and this is probably the last time we'll see him here. Certainly until he's paid his £40,000 VAT arrears. And the policeman just now putting the handcuffs on him. And it's 41,000. Thank you, Bill. I do beg his pardon.
I like to think the record speaks for itself. The record's still available on Amazon. It's called Dave Podmore Live and Filthy at the Stallion Club Basildon. It's priced £14 for adults and £5 for kiddies under 10. You've got to be looking to bring the youngsters into the game.
Well, the umpire's giving him his cap and sweater, so I fancy that's the end of Podmore for the day. He's asking for his trousers now and his pants and socks. Well, I mean, surely it was a mistake for Podmore to be even thinking of streaking so soon after lunch.
Yeah, no, you set yourself standards as a batsman. You're nervous till you get off the mark, get another couple under your belt, you start to relax, obviously, and by the time you get to 10 after-dinner speaking engagements, you're well set. You're confident, and obviously you're getting paid a lot more money, so, very much so.
And Podmore's climbed into that, and he's driven it straight out of the ground! Oh, they'll never find that one, but, oh, look, I think Shane Warne's only got himself to blame there. I mean, gee, if you leave your car keys in the ignition with Podmore in this mood, it's just help yourself time.
Season 2003 gave Dave Podmore fans plenty to cheer about. Another England call-up, which sadly turned out to be yet another wrong number, but Pod turned it round come back-end time when he delighted stats buffs, rejoining Leicestershire for a record fourth term.
Very much so, Andy. I've got a point to prove. Sights obviously very firmly set on overhauling David Gower's record of over £400,000 in tax-free benefit.
Yeah, just to play devil's advocate for a minute, Pod, some might say the whole benefit system is degrading and humiliating, asking people for money.
No, not at all.
When basically you're quite well paid already.
No, Andy, I think...
And also you've had four previous benefits.
Yeah, if you just let me finish, sorry to interrupt the Communist Manifesto there, but... Cricketer's life is a short one, Andy, and if he's married, it can be an expensive one. Second marriage, you can double it. It rises exponentially, proportional to... Well, I think Stephen Hawking had something to say about it, because he's on his second.
Oh, married his nurse.
Yeah. So, call me old-fashioned, I just don't see anything wrong in appealing to the big-hearted generosity of the great British public.
Any spare change?
In your dreams, mate, bloody sponging asylum seekers.
So much for the doom-mongers of the Fourth Estate, who said Dave Podmore was washed up and a major obstacle to cricket regaining its popularity. Pod's begun the season spreading the gospel of the game to these youngsters at Tamsin Uthwaite Primary School, Syston.
This game is about timing, it's about technique, and above all, hard work. OK, show me again, Marcus.
So there's an Englishman, an Irishman and a gorilla in a brothel, and the paddy says... I'm desperate for it.
Marcus, you're all over the shop, son. Paddy does not say, ooh, I'm desperate for it, did you know, old bean? Does he? Does he?
No, Pod.
He says, oi, begorra! Ha, I'm after gagging for it. To be sure, at all. Ho, 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 ho. So they're going back to the building site.
Of all the skills in the cricketer's locker, the near-the-knuckle after-dinner speech is the hardest to perfect. Too cheeky, and you risk offending Rotarians' lady wives. Too mild, and you'll never be asked to another Chief Constable's leaving party again. As always, Pod pitches it there or thereabouts.
Shove the shovel up his bum, we use him as an ice lolly. Anyway! Night, night, everyone. God bless. And if you're driving, make sure you've got a f***ing car.
And that, gentleman, is lucky.
This is very much part of Leicestershire's outreach programme, Pod.
Well, this is actually part of my community service, Andy. Yeah. 300 hours of coaching, which I think is a totally unwarrantable penalty for what was basically an accident. Well, I mean, if you're changing out of your cricket trousers into your dinner suit in your car on the M6, chances are that sooner or later you're going to overtake a busload of schoolgirls.
Still, Pod, the role of the modern coach...
Well, the role of the modern coach, Andy, is to get kiddies from A to B, not stop on the hard shoulder and call the police just because Pod's old boy slipped out. I mean, it's medieval.
Anyway, Pod, you've certainly given it 110% in this morning's session.
Well, don't know any other way, Mr. Hamer.
Do you find it difficult sitting on these very small chairs? I know I do.
Well, you've got to be able to deal with all kinds of surfaces and conditions.
True.
Well, you're not having that Dairy Lee Lunchable, young Ricardo?
No, Pod.
I'm giving him a taste of professional cricket at the sharp end, Andy. This afternoon, They'll be manning the phones, cold calling local businesses, garages, practicing all the skills they'll need should they be lucky enough to be awarded a benefit.
And how fortunate these youngsters are to be under the tutelage, in his own benefit year, of a certain D.V. Podmore Esquire, the man they call the Bradman of Benefits.
Ah, look, if that's what the historians are saying, your David Starkeys, your Griffreys Joneses, whatever, so be it. That's their prerogative. You, Mira, are a little tea leaf. Buy your own fags.
Despite Dave Podmore's well-known ability to weather the storm and ride the roller coaster that is the modern game, cricket has taken its toll. Last summer, the whole of the East Midlands was rocked by the news that one of the longest-lasting marriages in cricket history had foundered after just 3 years.
Sorry, Russell, but access every other weekend's just not good enough. I want to pick them up when it's convenient for me, not when it suits her. Now, if it's a day-night match, I may have to collect them 3, 4 in the morning. That is life, Russell, right?
I suppose divorce is always going to be painful, Pod, especially whether a dog's involved.
We're trying to remain mature. Well, one of us is, anyway.
What are you doing, Pod?
It's all right. I just got to scrape the last letter of Jackie off the windscreen. Andy, can you reach the dot on the I?
Yeah. Got it.
Ah, great. It's history. Yeah, no. The important thing is to stay focused on the job in hand.
Breaking that Leicestershire record.
Yeah, obviously, the 400 grand target's a big ask. Gonna need my brain and gear. What I do not need is to have my arse ripped out by a poisonous, vengeful old slapper.
I have to ask you this, Pod. Was there another party involved?
Yeah, several.
Several parties?
Yeah, and a hog roast. And a stag night and a hen party at Leicester Forest Service Station. Oh, look, she's nice.
I think it's a he, Pod.
No, no, the Alsatian.
Dave Podmore's Benefit Centre, yes, Ruth did it. How may you help us?
Nice delivery, son. Take him to the cleaners. Punch those digits, Marcus. Unless there's £1,500 an hour coming into my benefit fund, you're wasting my community service time. Yes, what you got, Natasha? Tell me happy.
It's a nice old lady. He's pledged £10 from her pension.
Well, tell her it's not enough. She's got a free TV licence, hasn't she? That's 100 quid she doesn't need for a start.
She's just lost her husband, Pod.
So? One less mouth to feed. I've given you a list of widows. Cost me a fortune buying that off Equitable Life. Fail to prepare, and you prepare to fail. Make it happen, Natasha. Or get your sorry ass back to the classroom. How many tables have you got for my benefit dinner?
Colby Asbestos have bought 2 at 5k a pop, Pod.
Hey, you the man, Peregrine. This little guy is a winner. Milk breaks, Tamsin are for wimps. You want a nosebleed, Emily? Have it in your own time, all right, love? Time is money. Your time, my money. Yes, Lysander.
Barrymore's up for doing the cabaret, Pods.
Did he want paying?
Just his bus fare.
What did you tell him?
I told him to take a running jump in his swimming pool.
Andy, this little lad, Lysander, he's got a bit about him. Looks like a cricketer. Hey, you, come here. Lysander, come here. Here you are, have a can of tennis. Go on, you've earned it.
Well, Pod, they do say the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. Apparently.
Yeah, I don't think that's right, Andy. Come on, kids, let's give it some umpty. Here's me boots, now fill them.
They've been at it for 6.5 hours now, Pod. Quite a tough session.
Well, no one ever said raising money for Dave Podmore's benefit was going to be easy, Andy.
Well, you've got them pumped up and motivated. Any chance of them strutting their stuff on the park?
Yeah, well, that's where we're going next. Thanks very much. Keep it coming, folks.
The tradition of going round the boundary with a benefit blanket goes back, we think, to about 1430.
Yeah, I usually leave it till about 6 p.m. The bars have been open 8 hours then, and that's when you really reap the rewards of generosity that comes with diminished responsibility. Oh, thanks very much, sir. Gosh, look at the state of it.
Oh, yes, he's thrown his shoe in, look.
Well, remember where we are. Come back in a minute, get the other one.
Okay.
It's all about teamwork, Andy. See? Get the kiddies working together with the blankets. You'll be looking to raise a grand. Plus bottles, wireless hats, Viking helmet, you see? There's a wimple in here. What else we got?
Oh, watch out, Pod. That cigarette's still lit.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Pod, talking to the cabaret for your benefit, right?
Watch it, Andy. There's a nude fella trying to get past. Wicket's just over there, my friend.
Thank you. If you are having a bit of trouble getting a guaranteed seat filler for the after-dinner entertainment...
Yeah, well, we've been having a few thoughts about that. Gail Porter showing her bum.
Yeah, or there's a pub in Beeston where I regularly host Andy Hamer's quiz night.
Yeah, well, you can ask around the bar there if anyone knows anyone.
They've been known to call me the Torquemada of Two Counties Radio.
Why, what'd you do wrong?
I'll just try it out on you, Pod. As luck would have it, I've got my questions here in the duffel bag. Which Bristol-born left-hander topped the averages...
Let me stop you right there, Andy.
No interrupting, please. In 1998,
Andy,
with an average of 48.64.
Let me spell it out for you, Andy. Hey, the nude fella's back. Oh, the police dogs have got him. Oh, dear. Now that's entertainment.
Yeah, well, why don't you book him for the dinner?
You read my mind.
The venerable institution of the professional sportsman's benefit goes back to feudal times, when knights were bowled and maidens were bowled over. Peasants gathered on the village green and paid a tithe to watch a contest of leather on willow, then known as cricket. But it wasn't till the Renaissance that the full flowering of the after-dinner speech was first heard.
Aye, marry, it was an English swain and Irish peas cod in a bawdy house, quoth Afric's ape. Thou costard, thou hast manzied all over my codpiece. And my name's touchstone has been a nightmare, some audience. And Mark, if you're riding home tonight, make sure you've got a f***ing horse.
Fast forward 300 years, and the benefit system had become big business.
The stars turned out at the Savoy for Jack Hobbs' benefit night. The Surrey Run machine was Natalie attired in black tie, seen here sharing a joke with Sir Oswald Mosley, Natalie attired in black everything else. And who's that providing the scintillating cabaret? Why, it's the master himself, Noel Coward, a devotee of the Oval Crack.
There was an Englishman, an Irishman, and a large orangutan.
In the auction, the star prize was this tip-top Mitford sister. It's either Plunky, Snib, or Kruggle. Opening the bidding was Sir Oswald Mosley. Or was that just a salute? The whole glittering event raised a spanking £4, 12 shillings and sixpence. Well done, London society.
And if you're driving home, make very, very sure your chauffeur's got a f***ing Armstrong Siddeley.
Today's cricket benefit is a 21st century style affair, using state-of-the-art catering know-how and costume technology to create the authentic atmosphere of a medieval banquet. With this in mind, Pod aims for the very top. He selected as his benefit venue one of the South East's top-rated medieval corporate entertainment facilities, Hampton Court Palace.
See where I come from, Andy. A bypass does what it says on the tin. The traffic builds up, get the bulldozers and chainsaws out. It's the East Midlands can-do culture.
This part of Surrey has got some splendid Tudor architecture, Pod.
It's got a problem, is what it's got. Green, go! Go on! Hello. Yeah, we're running late, pal, thanks to your comedy London traffic system.
I think you might be breaking the law, Pod.
It's all right, Andy. It's hands-free.
No. Isn't that meant to be the phone, not the wheel?
I think we're in Teddington. It's all right for you, Hampton Court muppets. You can go by barge. Hang on, I've just got to overtake this hearse.
Today, Pod has been favoured with an audience with the Grand Equerry Pursuivant to the Keeper of the Royal Palaces, to finalise details of his benefit banquet, and more importantly, to agree a price that's nice.
Yeah, just a few thoughts before we get into bed, my friend. I'm worried about the ceiling in the function room. The great hall, whatever you call it. Because I need to fix a glitter ball, and there's a lot of carving and rubbish up there. What?
Royalty, however, seems not to be amused by Pod's plan for the famous maze.
So what you're saying, you don't like quad bike jousting per se, or you don't want us cutting down a few hedges to make room? Well, is it the parking that's the problem? Because, you see, what I'm getting from you, your matiness, is that you're not 150% behind Dave Podmore's benefit night. Now, it almost sounds as though you don't want my business at all. All right, fair enough. Well, that sorts that out then. Hang on, before you go, I'd just like to say, if it were down to me, your lot would have to work for a living, yes, starting with putting their own toothpaste on their brushes and wiping... Hello? Ah, lost him under that bridge.
Bad luck, Pod.
I got 10 grand's worth of brochures printed.
Do they all say Hampton Court? Because there's another one in Herefordshire, and funnily enough, two near Carlisle.
Ah, good. What I was saying was a whole lot of them can wipe their own arses, and you can show them where they are, because you kiss them often enough. Oh, hello, Russell. I'm sorry, I was just on a business call. All right, what does she want now, Mrs...
Pod's lawyer has some bad news about the divorce settlement with Jackie. After this double whammy, Pod needs a little time to reflect and clear his head in the comfortable surroundings of his gentleman's club, Spearmint Rhinos, Loughborough.
Thing is, Andy, if she thinks... Granted, there's fault on both sides, I know that, but if she thinks she can move some fancy man in with his dog at my expense and be a stepdaddy to my dogs and that and use my drill, if he thinks I'm paying for his dogs, he'll bloody whistle. And my dogs won't come if he does it. Nothing.
No way! My dog's anyone's stepdogs. Here, Olive, stick this in your thong.
That's a pork pie pod.
Well, money's tight, Andy, in case you haven't noticed. Oh, I was really counting on this. You ain't got 50 grand, have you? Oh, God, I really need this benefit.
But, Pod, you're still fit and you've got the whole cricket season ahead of you.
Oh, that's right. Kick a guy when he's in the gutter, why don't you? You know what this is going to be like? My benefit dinner in 1995. Total disaster. Like a train crash in the middle of the Grand National. Like a train crash in the middle of the Grand National. Like a train crash in the middle of the Grand National.
Pod, you're repeating yourself.
Can we have a big Orient Express welcome for tonight's mystery guest? He'll be entertaining you as we pull into Didcot Parkway for dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Desert Orchid!
Better be good, this. Stiffed me for £3,000 for this, and a box of polos. He hasn't got a clue. He has not got a bloody clue. He's eating his speech. I mean, this is... It's amateur night, aren't it? Look, get him off, love. Just start the auction, anything. Desi, come on, Desi. You're not doing yourself justice here. Come on, mate. Noel! So sorry, Noel. You stood on Noel Edmonds. You cannot do that. Take that silly moustache off. Anything like Hercule Poirot. Oh, not on the cocktail piano. Shoot him, somebody. Get this cleaned up, please. Get this cleaned up. Get this cleaned up. Get this cleaned up.
Pod, wake up. Pod, they're closing.
243 lousy grand. That's all I was left with. 200.
Here's a towelette to wipe your mouth.
Change the ringtone on this for a start to a toilet flush. Hello. Oh, yeah. Yeah? All right, great, thanks. No surprises there, then.
Not more bad news, Pod.
Lost my fundraising team. Little Judases, every one of them.
Well, I suppose it is half-term next week.
School trip to London. Which is fine, now I know where their priorities lie. I mean, they'd rather go to lunch on HMS Bastard Belfast than help me raise cash for my benefit. Kids these days, they just don't consider the consequences of their actions.
HMS Belfast, the Edinburgh-class cruiser commissioned in 1939, it played a leading role in the sinking of the Scharnhorst.
Andy, I'm begging you.
Well, they're in for a treat. I was lucky enough to be invited there to the launch of Ellen MacArthur's new TV series, Boat Makeover. It was quite a night, Pod. I'm still nibbling the king prawns I secreted in my pocket, though the dipping sauce did cost me a pretty penny in dry cleaning bills.
Hang on, what are you saying?
And there was a fair bit of rum and baccy going round. It was quite a lavish affair.
How much do you think it set her back?
Well, actually, it was a BBC function.
Oh, so it wouldn't have cost much, then. Well, piss, really.
Let's think. Ellen's makeover team had given a Hawaiian theme to the gun turrets, a New England-style boiler room with shaker furniture, and a trompe l'oeil on the depth charges.
Is that 118, 118? Yeah, get me the Admiral of the Fleet. It's Pod here. How are you doing there, Mr. Hamer?
All right, Pod, but...
Can I stop you there, Andy? You see, when you stick the picture of the battleship over Hampton Court Palace, you're just getting a bit of Tudor chimney pot sticking out of the funnel, which is, well, it's shite, isn't it?
Well, I'm sorry, Pod, but it's not
you'll get the hang of it. There's another 400,000 labels there.
Oh, I'm running out of saliva, Pod.
Well, here, look, try this. It's, pickled onion juice. That'll get your sputal glands pumping. I discovered it in my 1997 benefit when we had... Oh. 8,000 photos of Caprice in a Basque to stick over the sadly late Princess English Rose Diana. Oh, action stations. Looks like it's working a treat.
Oh, quick, more labels.
And a result here with the stuff for the celebrity auction. Nasser Sane sent me the bat he threw through the dressing room window in Melbourne. Darren Gough sent me the very sock that Sir Fredsworth of Flintoff filled with broken glass, which Foot Dazzler out of the Indian tour.
That cap looks antique, Bob.
Smells too.
It says Don Bradman inside. Wow.
Ugh, bloody falling to bits. Whoever thinks this is going to raise any cash is an extractor of urine. Now, look at this. Framed treasure from Jack Russell here.
Who's as handy with the paintbrush as he is with the wicket-keeping gloves. Look at the colours there.
See? The very pants which Jack wore in his record-breaking stand with Mike Atherton in Johannesburg. I mean, who wouldn't want to have these on their lounge wall?
Pod, it must be very moving to have such generosity from your peers.
Oh, very much so, Andy, yes. Come on, keep going while it's flowing.
All right, yep.
Now, look. If this doesn't raise 10 grand, my arse is a fire engine. See? It's a signed CD of the England team's song for their forthcoming tour of Zimbabwe.
We're staying here, we're staying put. We'll be at home because it's off. No going to bat, no going to bowl. No Michael Vaughan or Fred Flintoff.
Go to Harare in a hurry. No, we'd rather have a curry. It's not Zimbabwe that we're facing. Channel 4 are showing racing.
We're playing cards, we're down the shops. We're taking all the kids to school. We'll walk the dogs, we'll have a bet. We'll make some beers and play some pool.
I'm here on the gangplank of HMS Belfast, and I must say, what a celebrity-studded benefit night this promises to be. Some of the brightest stars in the sports and daytime TV galaxy are here in force. There's Emma from Big Brother 2, Rick Waller from Pop Idol, and Billy Swainpole, formerly of Yorkshire Second Eleven. I'll be asking for his autograph later.
Hey, you big fat puff, how's your cup? Emma, you look fantastic. I've got wood.
If I can just squeeze through this parade of high-octane celebrity and get to the man himself, deep in conversation with... Can it really be Liz Hurley he's talking to?
Hugh Grant's amazing, you know.
Andy, you know Rory Bremner?
Yeah, of course.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Another spot-on spoof with a topical edge. Can I borrow Pod for a minute, Rory? Or whoever it is I'm talking to?
And why not?
Oh, it's bad cricket, is that?
Oh, thanks for rescuing me, Andy. You're a pal. He just turns up. I didn't invite him. I should have told him it was the cutty sark. He just does my head in.
You must be delighted with the turnout, Pod, but why is everybody vomiting? The Thames is like a mill pond tonight.
It's a backwards dinner, Andy. It's a novelty spin on the traditional benefit event. You do everything in reverse. A bit different.
So that would explain why there are so many people fighting with brandy bottles at 6:30 in the evening. Mm.
So they'll be serving the gâteau very shortly, followed by the main course and ending up with a prawn cocktail. Everything backwards, you see. A bit of fun.
Catering the doing who's, Pod?
What?
I was just asking you a backwards question.
Any more of that, Andy, you'll be following Barrymore into the drink. I told him to stay away, too.
Anyway, Pod, who is doing the catering?
Well, we were hoping to get the Burger King boys, obviously, but they couldn't handle the backwards menu. They wanted to give everyone their Whopper, fries, apple turnover, onion rings and soft drink all at the same time.
Oh.
Where's the fun in that? Hey, up, look, there's Kenny Lynch trying to have a piss over the side with his trousers on backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is great. Quick, Andy, charge your glass. We're about to do the loyal toast.
My lords, ladies, gentlemen, Chief Constable, Elvis lookalikes, Giant Tomatoes and former Greyhound Derby winners, pray be upstanding, the Queen!
Queen!
Everybody sit down. Or up. Is that right? Sorry, I'm lost.
Do you man him at the back 20,000 twice? Do I hear 22,000? Yes! Gone to TV weather girl, Sean Lloyd. Congratulations.
Angus Fraser's thigh pad, making it almost double its reserve.
Now, lot 73. A piece of plasterboard kindly donated by Hinkley Plasterboard Solutions and signed by umpire Nigel Plews. Rare as hen's teeth. OK, who'll start me off at £1,500?
You've been working the room, Pod?
No, I've been for a dump.
I suppose, logically, a backwards auction should start at a high bid with subsequent bids getting progressively lower. 20 pence!
Can you just shut up about the backwards stuff, Andy? I've got to think.
But you must be pleased that £400,000 target is tantalisingly close.
Yeah, tantalisingly close to being in the bank account of my beloved sow of an ex-wife. I was in the Kazi with the Bishop of Luton just now.
Oh, I gather he's just been through a messy separation.
Well, his boyfriend took him to the cleaners. I mean, he copped the lot. Car, caravan, half his vestments. I mean, practically had the stained glass windows.
Oh, dear.
In law, Jackie's entitled to claim my charitable earnings as part of her settlement, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, the bishop told me. Now, you should know he's a bishop. Basically, he set him up crap cloister without a crook. He said it's like having a mitre shoved up your dirt pipe.
Were those His Grace's actual words?
Well, no, obviously I toned it down a bit for Radio 4 listeners. But how much have we raised so far?
Well, £402,450, and that's without this unique photocopy of the President of the ICC's nether regions.
£45,000 sold to the President of the International Cricket Council. Now, lot 65. Come on, you miserable lot, get going, get those hands up.
All this hard work has gone into raising money for the Dyson Turbo money sucker that is the former Mrs. Podmore. Well, bolts to that. We got to scupper this one, Andy.
What do you mean? Everyone's having such a wonderful time and, this soup smells good. Oh, here come the twiglets, look.
Forget it, Andy. We've got to break this up. Anything. Do your quiz. Get bloody Rory Bremner on. Anything.
Where are you going, Pod?
Find the Seacocks.
That's 30 there from DLT. Good to see you still with us.
In London, divers have begun installing the flotation tanks to bring HMS Belfast back to the surface. The cost of the operation is thought to be in the region of
£402,450. Bad luck, Pod. Another duck. Still, you may have failed to open your account on the park, but at least you showed that money-grubbing, cash-crazed harpy a thing or two.
Excuse me, Andy, that's my wife you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea that things...
We decided for the sake of the dogs and our respective earnings to make a go of it. Yeah. I mean, as things stood, Jackie was getting 50% of nothing, what with me living in the car and investing the rest in fringe theatre. And besides which, she was a mess. I mean, due to the lack of funds, her nails were well below the standards she set herself. Parts of her body were hardly tanned at all.
Oh, dear.
Bikini line like Dennis Healy's eyebrows. She was a wreck. So, suffice it to say, we're experimenting with a trial on separation.
Well, a happy ending for Dave Podmore. Were it not for that extraordinary form of dismissal just now, you ate your own wicket, Pod. I mean, it goes down as bold in the book, but the odds against that kind of freak occurrence must be, what, 500 to 1?
750s, actually, Andy. Oh. Hello, love. Did you get to Ladbrokes in time? Ah, love you. All right, bye. You put the phone down. Go on, you put it down.
Aww.
No, you put it down. Jackie, will you just put the phone down, please?
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Christopher Douglas, Andrew Nichols and Nick Newman. And also Nicholas Sanderson, Chris Pavlo, Mark Perry and Richard Wilson. Dave Podmore's Cricket Night was brought to you by Savoir Drains of Corby.
Darling, it's safe to go in whenever you like.